Hi guys, podcast number 10. Probably my favourite haunted inn, the Skirrid Inn, Monmouthshire, South Wales. Full of history and ghosts and spirits behind the bar as well. I've been frequently. First time was with Most Haunted. Very interesting night. Love the place. Did a lot happen? A bit. Very interesting that the burglar alarm in the building went off at about 3 o'clock in the morning. And as Daryl, the landlord at the time, confirmed, the burglar alarm was not switched on. It was not possible for it to come on. It did. So, I don't know. But it's steeped in history. It goes back to the 12th century. It's reputedly the oldest inn in the whole of Wales. It's associated with various princes of Wales, Owen Glendower, who raised his troops in the forecourt of the building. The mounting block that he actually got onto to get onto his horse is still there. His ghost has been seen in front of the building, as has his ghostly army. It's associated, apparently, with the hanging judge, Judge Jeffreys, who, of course, was responsible for the bloody assizes in the southwest of England, Devon, Dorset, Somerset. He is reputed to have held court actually in the Skirrid. The courtroom is still preserved, and they believe that about 180 people were hanged, not outside the building, but inside the building. The beam on the stairs, the original staircase, is there. It's actually got, for want of a better word, notches on the beam where the rope, when the body was swinging, sort of burnt sort of marks onto the beam. There's a rope that you can see there. It's not an original. It's one that I actually supplied. I took it along for Most Haunted, and it's still there to this day. It's the centrepiece. Everybody comes to see the beam and, of course, the rope. But it isn't an original. It's a replica, unfortunately. So it's a very, very haunted place. Two landlords that I've been associated with, Daryl, he's had various things go on there. One of the best ones, I think, was the fact that he actually saw a £10 note glide across the bar with at least eight people standing watching it. It didn't float. It had actually got some change on top of it, and it went all the way across the bar, off the bar, levitated, and then dropped to the floor. Jeff, who's the landlord now, has only actually, as far as we know, only seen one ghost. And he actually saw a guy with a red coat on and a tricorn hat one morning. But there's so much going on. I'll tell you one of the best things, and it's obviously on the actual podcast, is they've got the Devil's Cup, which is a two-handled cup that every night they fill it with beer. And the following morning, some of it's gone. It happened while we were on Most Haunted. We had cameras locked down on it to make sure that no one went and tipped any out or had a drink. And the following morning, some of the beer was missing. Going back to Judge Jeffreys, he is reputed to have held court there and sentenced people to hang there. I don't know whether it's true or not, but I only know that he was a Welshman. He was a Welsh judge. And although he was responsible for the executions down in the southwest of England, he actually sentenced over 1,000 people to be executed, mainly hanged, drawn and quartered. But approximately 300 were hanged, drawn and quartered, mainly in Somerset and Dorset. And their body parts afterwards were displayed on trees, gates and crossroads. And even to this day, in Somerset especially, there are what are known as the red posts. And the crossroads signs where body parts were displayed, to this day, the crossroads signs are still painted blood red. And some of the crossroads, of course, are reputed to be haunted. But whether he actually did preside over courts at the Skirrid, there are no records. But legend has it. And surely this is what this country is all about. Myths and legends. I'm a great believer that in all myths and legends, there are grains of truth. No smoke without fire. A couple of the other stories, which are quite interesting, of the the Skerrid. A lady staying there, because you can stay there, it's a mini hotel as well. A lady in the bathroom, she was actually in the bath when she saw a white lady walk through the bathroom. Now, I'm a great believer in toilet and bathroom ghosts. It's all to do with water, energy and recordings that are held in water. There's no doubt about it. There are so many haunted kitchens, bathrooms, shower rooms and toilets. Basically, because, as I say, back to the energy thing. So we are talking of a very, very interesting haunted place. There's always events going on, ghostly events going on there. You can book onto various people's websites, do an event there. You can go and stay there. Or, of course, you can just go and have a drink there. It probably is my favourite place, as regards hostelries are concerned, anyway. Just a quick advert, of course, for the for Netflix, which is still out there. You can stream now all that we've... I've done 41 videos of counties around Great Britain. And, of course, the South Wales one features no less than the Skerrid Inn. Hope you enjoy it. It's one of my favourite places. And if you've not been, then I suggest you go. See you soon, guys. In front of me, the Skerrid Mountain, the Holy Mountain, mountain of myths and legend. It's believed that a large fissure occurred after a bolt of lightning hit it on the day of the crucifixion. But we're now off to the pub, the local pub of this village, to find many, many ghosts. So why not come with me to Wales's oldest inn? And I've arrived outside the Skerrid Inn. Magnificent old stone Welsh building. Goes back probably to the 12th century. The oldest inn in Wales. And to prove it, it actually says it there. And the sign, of course, up there showing the Holy Mountain, the Skerrid Mountain, with a bolt of lightning causing the fissure on the day of the crucifixion. But I'm going in to this fantastic old inn. It's got an absolute wealth of ghost stories. The beer is excellent, and so is the food. So why not come and join me? Here I am, inside the Skerrid Inn. Daryl, how are you?
Hi, fine.
Long time no see. Must be at least, what, 5 weeks?
At least.
Since Most Haunted came and took you over.
It is.
Literally. It is. Yeah, anything happened since?
Where do you start?
Exactly.
Bright lights.
Right.
Tables moving. Doors opening. Devil's cup emptying.
Just the same, every night?
Every night. Sometimes more than often.
Really, and of course you've just told me that you actually now you see
the orbs,
without a camera.
Without any camera at all, I can actually point them out and you can take a photograph and people can actually see them.
That is amazing.
But having said that, we've had people in who can see them as well.
Really? Wow.
There was one lady on Friday night who wouldn't even go into the bathroom upstairs. Toilet rolls and rolling that, not sort of unravelling, but spinning all night. And appearing to be three times the size in the morning.
And that's not because they've been dipped in the toilet or anything like that. Crikey. And the Devil's Cup, I mean, you that goes back to sort of folklore time, doesn't it?
Well, it goes back as far as William Shakespeare, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yeah.
You've got Puck, the mischievous sprite. But in Wales, it's actually spelled slightly different. It's P-W-C-K.
Right.
So obviously, Wordsworth just changed the W to the U, away it goes. So
and you fill that cup. I know you do. I've seen you do it.
Every evening at around about 11:30, fill the cup. Sometimes it's gone down an inch. Other times it's gone down to half full. So we fill that cup every night.
And it's there above the fireplace now?
Yeah.
Can we go and have a look?
Yeah, sure.
Go on, then. Excuse me, ladies, do you mind if I just... I won't bother you for long.
And don't tip it.
I won't tip it. That's it.
And
that's
now,
been
go on.
Last night.
Tell me, you filled that?
I filled that to the top last night.
Right.
And that's gone down by what? 2 inches?
Yeah. And I've seen you do it when we were here. And I was here next morning, and I've seen it exactly the same as that. So, he had a drink last night.
Somebody did, and it wasn't me.
And you were the last one.
I was the last one in.
So you know full well no one else comes in and tips it out. Or
11:30 I filled that last night.
So it must be the devil.
Or somebody.
It smells a bit. Right, can we? Can we have a wander around and have a look at some of the wonders of the building, including the hanging post, of course, and into the dining room, which you've done up a little bit since we were last here.
We have, yeah. We've stripped all the panelling off, which obviously now looks a lot better. It's been painted over in black paint,
doesn't it? Just
strip that off.
Yeah.
Sort of reputably from one of Her Majesty's ships.
That's the panelling from perhaps the cabin or something like that. What was the ship called? Any ideas?
HMS Robinson.
Wow, you even...
So they say.
Yeah. And
no proof to that.
No, of course not. But I mean, obviously ghostly goings on in here as well.
Yeah, we have plates rolling around the top of the panelling.
Yeah.
People have been having their Sunday luncheon plates of... apparently leapt off onto the floor.
Crikey.
And one or two people do say that they feel seasick when they're in here.
Well, again, it's obviously due to the fact that... And of course, the presence of either a sea captain or a naval officer has been sort of picked up in here
has
as well.
Has been seen, yeah. There's also a cat.
Really?
Yeah.
Ship's cat?
Ship's cat. A lot of people say, I like your cat. Well, we don't have a cat, so...
Amazing.
Strange.
Right, and of course you've found a fireplace.
Found the original fireplace in the back there.
Which that's quite exciting when you start pulling away things and finding things like that.
Yeah, we never found any treasure or anything like that, which was supposed to be buried up there, but we never found anything like that.
Never mind.
Unfortunately.
But what you have got is treasure. Well, I think you've got treasure through here with this incredible staircase and the hanging beam. So let's go and have a look. And here it is.
Yeah.
Quite amazing. I mean, basically, this was, of course, used as courts, prison.
Yeah, the sizes for Monmouthshire.
Yeah.
Or as it was then, I think Gwent, wasn't it? Then?
Yeah.
But that's the original hanging beam.
And executions. And this is it. And
that's the one.
I tell you something. It's quite amazing. I mean, obviously here, hangman's rope, not original, but of the exact size.
Yes.
Of a hangman's rope.
We've had to stick an extra knot in it because people keep putting their heads in it.
That's the trouble. Drunks might just go and do something awful. But I mean, the story is that it's possible that this was actually once higher.
Yes. So you got the drop from the staircase.
Yeah.
But if we look from the other side, you can actually see the scorch marks on the beam.
Exactly. And in fact, here, up there, are the actual grooves in the beam. And I have actually, with this rope, put that rope on these marks and they do fit exactly. And so in other words, as the rope was swinging backwards and forwards with a body on it, that's what scored those beams like that. And of course there are stories of the sound of the rope actually swinging backwards and forwards and creaking on beam.
Yeah, that's right.
Ghostly goings on.
You get a
here.
Lot of temperature drops in the corner of the stairs.
Really?
As though somebody's actually stood in the staircase.
Yeah.
And people have commented that they've passed people on the stairs, but there's been nobody there, or somebody's had the back of the head felt.
Yeah.
Or coldness down the back of the neck.
Gosh.
So it's quite eerie. You can sit on the staircase some evenings and just sit and watch the orbs coming through the doors.
Gosh, a helmeted figure's been seen as well.
Yeah, there is.
Yeah wandering around.
Probably something to do with the uprising or something like that, when they were calling the troops to arms.
Yes, of course. And then onwards up the staircase, and there's the original courtroom.
Yeah, there is.
Still here.
Yeah.
Which, of course, you now use as bedrooms. And, of course, are available to the public.
Oh, yeah, if they want to stay the night. Or if they dare stay the night.
Exactly.
Some people have fled in the early hours of the morning.
Incredible. Yeah. Fantastic old four-poster bed. And of course, this is part of the courtroom. This is the actual bit where the trial was probably.
This is the actual part where the trial was. The wall probably wasn't there. At the back, it was probably just a curtain across to make one big room.
Yeah.
Right through. But this part would have been used as a court, and the other part would have been used as the judge's retiring chamber.
Yeah, the chamber's withdrawing room. Yeah. And it's reputed, of course, that Judge Jeffreys actually presided over the courts here. Can be mistaken, of course, we're in Monmouthshire, and of course it was the Duke of Monmouth's rising, but of course that was down in Somerset, but of course they reckon that he actually, for want of a better word, practised here before the risings.
Well, apparently 180 people were hung.
Here?
Yes.
That's an awful lot of people, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
And of course most of them would have been sentenced to actually hang here.
Yes.
In this room.
So they actually went from here and were taken down into the cell.
And
which is now a bathroom.
Yeah, and that through that doorway there is where the prisoners, the condemned, would actually be taken by the guards down here into this little room here and spent their last night.
Last night, while everybody else was downstairs in the alehouse having a jolly good time.
Amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now, of course, we're talking rough justice. We're talking of if you were condemned, you would probably be hanged the next day.
Yes.
Unless it was Sunday. And then you'd actually have an extra day, and that was all. But literally the next day, in here one day, the next morning, 8 o'clock or whatever it was, out through the door, off the staircase, dangling, swinging, choking, writhing, vomiting. Taking anything up to a quarter of an hour to die of slow strangulation.
Yeah.
So there's no wonder that there are so many ghosts.
Cut them down and leave them lying on the flag at the bottom
of
the stairs.
Yes, of course.
And then cart them out the back door and then, thrown into a truck and away you went.
And away you went. Yeah. Buried, often in unconsecrated ground. If you were a murderer, you could well have been gibbeted. That's hung up in a metal cage.
Yeah.
Or, of course, publicly dissected. Probably at the Shire Hall in Monmouth. Anything rather than giving you a decent burial.
Yeah.
So that's really, I think, one of the reasons why there's probably so many tormented souls still lingering around the Skerrid.
And apparently we've got two characters in still residing in the courtroom.
Oh, really?
Hovering about. One could be the hanging judge. You just
of course,
know.
Yes,
and
indeed.
And the other is probably the hangman.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
They have two, two spirits are seen, one sitting, one standing to just behind to one side. Could be the hangman and the judge.
Crikey. Can we get round to the doorway, to the actual entrance to the condemned cell?
Yeah.
All right, let's go and have a look around there. Now, there's also a story, of course, of the ghost of a lady that's been seen wandering around the place. And that's believed to be, is that right, Fanny Price?
The lady called Fanny Price.
Yeah.
Believed to have died, well, there are two stories. One is that she died of consumption.
Yeah.
In bedroom number three, which is a smaller room.
Yeah.
People have woken up in the morning and felt somebody sat on the end of the bed.
That's this.
This one here.
This actual bedroom here.
Yeah.
Bedroom.
Number three.
Number three. Right. And she died in there.
She died. Or somebody died. They believe it was Fanny Price.
Right.
But there is also a story of a lady who died or perished in the woods, which are called White Lady Woods.
Oh, yes.
Apparently she perished one evening after having a domestic, fled from Lambay Angle Court out into the woods, and they found her next morning frozen to a tree.
Gosh.
Now, there is a connection with the Skerrid and Lambay Angle Court via a tunnel, which has since been passed through by the introduction of the A465.
Oh, what a shame.
Which cut right through it, and they did actually find it.
Really?
And quit looking, I think they bricked it up or filled it in. So it possibly that lady from here was having a bit of a fling with the guy over at the court.
Right.
Using the passageway.
Of course, as you would.
Got caught and ran from the...
And perished in the woods.
From the house. So there's two stories, because one is that it could be Fanny Price that's the same person.
And of course, Fanny Price was the wife of the landlord, Henry Price.
Yes.
And of course, they're all buried...
In the churchyard.
Down in the churchyard, where we've been already, and her ghost's also said to wander the churchyard, and from there,
so you
back
can actually
here.
Drive into the village on a foggy night, and you can see somebody stood in your headlamps, and as you get closer, they just fade and disappear.
And that's probably the ghost of Fanny Price.
You never know.
condemned cell?
Yeah.
Right. Has anything happened to you, Daryl, since you've been here? Because you've not been here very long, have you?
No, we've been here since December the 9th.
Yeah.
The first thing that actually happened was we were showing somebody around as we're doing now. We took them into the courtroom, and he loved the room, loved the bathroom, didn't like the ceiling.
Oh, yes.
The ceiling has been artexed.
Correct, I noticed that, yeah.
Thing. He did nothing but moan about the ceiling.
We came not being contemporary to the rest of the building.
Yeah. Big chap had to bend down to get through the door. Stood out here. Before this little mirror went on there, we had a vase on there.
Mm-hmm.
And the vase leapt off there and landed at our feet.
Wow.
And he took
He was with you?
He was with us. And that's the first sighting that we had of anything, mainly because he was moaning about the ceiling. His friend, however, never said a word. But the vase came off the wall, landed at roughly where our feet are now, and he took three strides and was down the stairs.
And didn't stay?
It wasn't very long before he left. He had a brandy before he went.
I think he did. Crikey.
Yeah, so that was the first one.
Yeah.
The second one was we've had a £10 note travel the full length of the bar.
Yeah.
Which, when it got to the end of the bar, it carried on going for 2 or 3 feet and then dropped, but it had change on top of it.
But it went off the bar and levitated, continued.
Yeah. And then dropped.
You saw that as well, didn't you? That,
yeah. Well, not just me, unfortunately. There was 8 other people who witnessed it.
Have you taken down their written statements?
Well, one of them has been on camera, I think, hasn't he?
Crikey.
The other is the cell door, which opens and shuts.
Oh, yeah. Shall we go down and have a look at this? Because this is really quite something. When you think, this is the, obviously, I presume, the original...
Well,
the original door. I mean, it looks extremely old, as does the rest.
Yeah.
And little door here, and in here, just opens like that, I presume.
Yeah.
And of course, this is only a tiny part, of the actual condemned cell.
Yeah. We know this is a boil house and storeroom, but
yeah.
It is on the other side. It's a false wall. It's the other side of the bathroom.
Yeah.
So the prisoners would have spent the night in there. They bring them out onto the staircase.
Over here.
Over you go.
And over you go.
Yeah.
And of course, they've heard footsteps on the stairs. As I say, they've heard the noise of the rope. Stairs,
swinging ropes.
Yeah. And, I mean, you and I, actually, we did a vigil here, yeah? We were sat on this staircase. I was sat here, you were sat there. And twice...
The door opened.
That door opened. That's a bit better. I'm much refreshed after that. What a place. I mean, so many ghosts. The ghost of Fanny Price. The ghost of how many people? 182 people executed, hanged in that stairwell. The ghost of a jailer. A man also apparently stabbed himself to death in the condemned cell to avoid being hanged. And they say his ghost haunts it. The ghost of Judge Jeffreys. Honestly, one of the most haunted places, certainly in Wales, possibly in the country. And even another story out here. This is the original mounting block. And of course, a horse would be here. You would walk up these steps to mount a horse. And they say that they see the ghost of Owen Glendower, the man, of course, that was fighting in the 1400s to secure Wales's future, to rid the English from Wales. He did very well. He fought for 4 years against the English, even managed to establish his own Welsh Parliament, and also started talking to the French to become allies of the French. But unfortunately, it all went wrong, and he had to go into hiding. Legend has it he had a magic stone, which would conjure up storms and bad weather. And it could also make him invisible. And when he disappeared in 1415, some say killed by the English, but of course the Welsh said that he'd become invisible, had gone into hiding, and would not come out of hiding until the English left Wales. This is the very stone that he mounted his horse to go and fight the English. And this was also used by successive princes of Wales and kings of England. What power, what energy must be emblazoned into this very stone.